The great Hakeem Warrick. Hack, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm good. How are you?
First of all, how you been? The last time I actually saw you was when we had that cruise, and we had Josh Pace, yourself. I had Hop there, coach, and you and I beat Hop and Pace and their crew. Do you remember that game on the cruise ship?
I do remember that game.
Throwing alleys to you left and right.
It was too hot on that ship.
And you were delivering. What'd you say about the ship? What'd you say?
I said it was too hot out there.
Oh, yeah. We still won, though.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. All right, well, first of all, congratulations. You got to be, what an honor it is. And we'd like to say congratulations to start things off.
Thank you. It's definitely an honor. And just excited for just the whole weekend.
You know, and you got to take it all in, too. A lot of time has gone by, and you look at that, you know, 2003 championship, the only championship, you know, with you and Coach and Mello and Jerry and that whole crew. And people are going to ask you a lot of questions about those years, but in particular to you, what was that 2003 team like? Why was it special?
We just been through all the adversity and just come out of nowhere, really. I think once we all start playing together, we knew we were going to be a special bunch. I'm not going to say we were thinking national championship, but like just from the opening pickups, you could see there was a lot of talent, and we just believed, man. We believed we can beat anybody, and we just knew that we had a special group, and everybody knew their role, and we just came to battle every night.
Which other play, I wanted to ask you this too, you look at the Final Four against Texas or Kansas, when you look at some of the plays that you made, what are you most proud of in terms of your role in helping to win a national title?
Just battling with them, man. They had a tough, veteran, upperclassman-led team. And just trying to keep them off the boards and just limiting them in transition, just following the game plan. They were one of the best fast-breaking teams, and I think we did a really good job just sticking with the game plan and limiting them. And Jerry starting the game off really carried this, and then Mello took over in the second half. But for me, it was just me just doing the little things.
You know, the three of you guys, you know, in particular, yourself, Jerry, and Carmelo, the talent level of the three of you guys. But, you know, when you're recruited by Syracuse, first of all, why did you choose Syracuse? And second off, it's not like you were necessarily highly touted at that point. I mean, you were an incredible player that was a little bit under the radar.
Yeah. He was actually talking about it with the guys last night, just how close I was. I was actually close to signing somewhere else. But if it wasn't for Coach, like before I went to Nike camp and before he started recruiting me, I wasn't really highly recruited like that. And then once he started recruiting me, like everyone just pretty much fell in line. But I really, even after that, when I did sign, like I wasn't the cream of the crop of the freshman class, and that's something that I always had a chip on my shoulder. I wanted to show that I belong and that I could play on such a high level.
Well, obviously it did, and that team was extremely special in all that you did. Kind of, you know, let's go back to high school a little bit. What in your high school career was the biggest for you that made you realize that you were a Division I basketball player? When did you say, all right, I can do this, and I'm going to be able to play at this level?
I think it was AAU. Yeah. Playing AAU, I had a stretch where we actually won the Charlie Weber tournament, and just playing a couple played out Vegas and just doing well. Against some of the best, or who was they said was the best in the class and the nation, and then once I was able to compete with that, I felt that I mean, if these guys are All-Americans, McDonald's All-Americans, and top 100 players, that I definitely could play at a high level Division I basketball.
And then your NBA career, I think it was 7 or 8 seasons, right, in the NBA?
Yeah, 8 seasons in the NBA, yeah. And then played a couple years overseas.
So you get your 8 seasons in, you play a couple overseas, this NBA talent that you become, or that you became, what kind of a dream, what was that like for you, you know, actually going from the national championship into the NBA for those seasons and playing on those rosters and just kind of that dream that comes true?
I mean, like you said, it definitely was a dream. Ever since I was like 4th grade, that was my dream. I wanted to be an NBA basketball player. I mean, I remember playing in the playground. I remember walking us. Me and my friends walking, like fake walking across the stage, yeah. The draft, and shaking the commissioner hand.
Right.
Just playing in the playground, and just always just the nights that you dream of, like hitting game winning shots and playing in the league and doing all that. And for me to be able to actually walk across the stage and shake the commissioner hand and play against some of the best players to ever play the game, it definitely was a dream come true.
You know, you're one of the nicest guys, too. Just a good, humble, kind, good guy. I mean, never the times that I've spent with you or, you know, even talking like this, doing some interviews and things like that, you've always just been a good guy. Was that something your parents, you know, mom preached? You know, you've stayed just kind and humble and never, you know, always seemed very level-headed. Where did that come from?
Yeah, I think it's definitely my upbringing. And I think another thing that helped is, I was never like that. Like you said, I wasn't the guy. I was underrated. Yeah. So, like, I've seen the other side, and I always wanted to just treat people the way I wanted to be treated, and no matter what, I was raised that way. So I'm always just trying to be humble, and because it's, even in basketball games, like I try to stay even keel.
Yeah,
you're gonna have 30-point games, and then there's gonna be games where you feel like you're the worst basketball player in the world. So you never want to get too high on yourself, and you never want to get too down on yourself. So that's why I just try to stay even keel.